Welcome, everybody, to another live exclusive podcast here, courtesy of the Nerd Watch with myself, G Money. And this time, I am joined by fellow Maui Comics and Collectibles owner, the one and only Alika's in the house. Alika? Sir?
Oh, yeah, what's up? Hey.
Listen,
I thought you were introducing Andy, man. He's more important.
Well, we're here day three. Hey, listen, we'll get to him in a second. Don't waste a surprise.
Yes.
Day three, we're here at the con. We're having a lot of fun.
You can tell how busy he is because he's doing a commission before our very eyes.
No, I'm not.
He's super busy. It's been a whirlwind today. It's been a lot busier than the last 2 days, and we've been all over the place doing interviews and talking to people, and we have another comic book artist that we wanted to highlight here, another artist, I should say,
sure,
that we would like to highlight, Mr. Andy Lee. Andy Lee, sir, how are you?
Hello, G. Doing really well. How are you?
I'm fantastic, sir. So, Andy, I know you're a busy man, obviously. You're
sure.
You are doing a commission
no
while
worries.
We're on the show.
Could
you explain to us and to those that may not know, where exactly you got started and where does your love of this art come from?
Sure. Well, this all started, I guess, my love of arts, I guess, started from Chinese brush painting from my uncles and also from Ming Lun, a local Chinese school. I'm sure you might have heard of if you live here. It's in Chinatown, and their method was really, of course, strict and specific with what you had to use the brush for.
Sure.
By the way, I'm a brush artist. I use a Sumi brush, and I apply it to mainstream stuff like comic books. I've been published.
That can't be easy.
It's never easy. It's crazy sometimes. But there were some nice editors who would allow for such crazy things. So I was allowed to do Marvel team-ups, you know, Dragon Ball Z covers for Beckett, back when there were books for Dungeons & Dragons and stuff like that.
I did Kindred
the
TSR
East.
Books. Yeah,
uh-huh. So I did Kindred of the East.
Oh, wow.
The cover for that.
We got a lot of gamers in our store who
nice.
Role
do we do
players.
That?
Yeah, we have every Wednesday in the store.
Really?
Yeah.
D&D. Oh, that's awesome.
If you're ever on Maui, we'd love to have you for an expo.
I appreciate it. Thank you. That's awesome.
So, Andy, you are, like you said, Chinese brushwork is extremely intricate.
Yeah.
Now, do you still use those methods, or have you kind of created your own?
Oh, you know, it's the Karate Kid thing. You know, like you're taught to do bamboos, plum blossoms, and write, and after that, you're judged by it, right?
So, right.
I dipped out of that culture and I went into the comic culture. And midway through, I'd learn from my Chinese teachers, and I'd go home. I'd draw Spider-Man after I drew plum blossoms.
He's like
all
the
day.
Bruce Lee of Chinese brush painting.
Oh yeah, Felix Watcher.
He's bringing the art to the Gaijin.
Oh no,
most Japanese, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's awesome because like that's funny you say that because it is sort of like that back in the day from '99 to '06. If there was ever something Asian-y or, you know, I was their go-to Asian person for a little bit.
It's like, hey, can you diversify this up a bit?
Yeah, exactly. Could you appropriate culturally yourself, please?
And it's funny how they ask people to do that. I know it's in the industry.
Yeah, yeah.
But I mean,
you know,
at the same time,
it's
good
a learning curve. You gotta go in there and start somewhere. And
sure.
It's okay to be culturally appropriated as long as they see who you are eventually, you know?
Sure, and the fact that you're classically trained.
Yeah.
Sure, I mean, it's better you than somebody else who's maybe not as educated
sure.
or understands the basis.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah, exactly.
So
like,
this is
I was working for it.
I'm going to be honest with you. You are, I think, you're the maybe one of two people that I've spoken to the last couple of days who are artists who say that they were classically trained.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the guys that I talked to were, I didn't do my homework because I was too busy doodling in school, and I this was something that I loved. Was this something that you were, I dare say, forced into by the parental units? Or?
Oh, no, art? Are you kidding? Chinese parents and art? No way, never. So I got a comment. What are you talking about?
Gotcha.
No, I was not being supported in that venture, but I did go to college and I said I'll be a medical illustrator. And that was my
just
little
close enough, yeah.
subcontract thing in my own thing where I was able to, like, you know, swindle my parents to get me to college so I could cut cadavers at night for biology minor, and then go to my true passion, which was my fine arts major, in the morning. So,
but you must have learned killer anatomy.
Yeah, killer anatomy, and I had to eat Doritos with corpses around you and stuff. And
like, so you're not squeamish. You can get any pose that, that needs to be made.
I'll be squeamish for like 2 days, and then I'll get over it. You know, like you can only freak out over for 20, 48 hours, and then you don't have any like.
I'm sure
energy
I'd
left.
Be a lot worse than that. I'd be like, I'm not the same after this.
Right? Oh, I'm not the same anymore. Like, no doubt I'm not the same, but it's okay. I'm
so
still sociable.
Is, Annie, is most of your work commissioned, or do you have like a steady magazine that you work for, or
nothing's,
is there published?
Even when I was working for all those things, nothing was ever steady. It was a contract-by-contract basis.
Interesting.
So I would constantly get jobs in that arena. And when I first came here, I was trying to use my name and whatever I could get to get gallery shows and things, not only for me, but for students,
sure.
High school students. So I did that for a year or two, and now I'm just solely teaching more. I was doing, like, you know, cards and things for Mars Attacks and stuff like that.
Sure.
But nothing regular. It hasn't been regular.
So when you come to these cons, what when they look at your art, how are you different from other artists?
I'm a lot dirtier. There's like dirt on my hands and ink. If
I can, you can see that.
Oh yeah,
on my pants.
Oh,
he hasn't.
You
know,
my own shirt, like my brush. So, it looks like a.
So rude! You didn't shake any of our hands
up
when you sat down.
No, I couldn't. I can only fist pump like a hypochondriac. What is it? Or what are those people?
Oh, germaphobes.
Germaphobes. Not hypochondriac. I just mix them all up.
Now, you are currently working on a commission.
Yes.
My question is, number one, you have not dipped that ink or that quill into any ink. Is that a traditional
a fountain brush?
Is that a
something that's never been invented before?
It's actually a normal brush, but it's a Hakubundo brush. So instead of Chinatown where it's $4, it's $28. And actually holds more water.
Wow.
It's the money factor.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So that's the way they made it.
And what's the commission for that you're currently working on while we do this
no
interview?
No idea.
Is that just an image you got?
It's just an image that they sent to my manager at the text, and nobody wrote down who this person is.
Oh, I know what it is. I know exactly
what it is.
Is that Fallout?
It's Fallout 4.
I see the dog, and I think about Fallout.
Now I know what it is.
Now you know what it is. It's Fallout now.
Just put some bottle caps on the ground.
Oh, the ink just ran out thanks to you saying
that. Now, Andy, when you're working on a piece, how long does it normally take you? Does it depend on a piece-by-piece basis, or how does that work?
Well, the basis of my art style has been a Zen method of painting originally. It's a splash method. So that's called a pomo, or a breakthrough the cloud style, where you splash on the paper and whatever comes out is what it's going to be. And I get into modes where I can be like that in public, but it's really difficult. You know, you really have to have things going your way, not argue with your family. And it's all connected because it is a meditative art style.
For sure.
If you're healthy-minded, then you can just bust out anything all day long. But if you're not, it's not going to work.
Right.
And I do produce a lot more in a convention setting than I do at home, because at home you have duck hunters and things. Hello. Duck hunters and things to watch all day, you know, or whatever. And you're just like procrastinating and dawdling on something.
Sure.
So it takes longer just because nobody's in front of you waiting for you to finish an order.
Now, you're strictly an artist. My question is, being surrounded by the art that you currently see in front of you and comic books, has doing a comic book ever interested you, or just the art?
Oh, of course doing a comic book would be interesting to me. I've always done shorts and things. I haven't ever really worked on a full comic book from beginning to end. Like, I'd have segues, dream sequences. I think that's what my art style seems to cater towards. I don't know what it is. I'm hired for all these, like, little snippets and things.
Sure.
But, of course, doing a whole comic would be fantastic.
It's amazing to me watching you do this with that brush and how much... and how much you've gotten out of that brush is quite fascinating. I'm in shock at first of all, it looks amazing.
Thank you.
It's not even finished yet and it looks fantastic.
Oh, appreciate it.
Now, if anyone is interested to see your work, Andy, where can we see your work?
You can Instagram me at findandy123 or just Google me, Andy Lee, Andy Lee Art Hawaii. You can find all my artwork online and stuff. So, but if you Instagram
find Andy 123,
it could be Finn Dandy if you look at it funny, or find Andy.
I love words that work like that.
Yeah, I'm Finn Dandy. It helps you remember. And that's how you find me. You can message me. Usually a lot of students right. show me their art and say, what could I do with this? So I use my iPad and I take a picture of their art and I add color theory to it or I add another perspective to it. And so
what a nice guy.
It's an interactive. Well, it keeps me alive, you know? Like,
I love that, man. I noticed a lot of these artists over this weekend.
Yeah.
They live for it.
Yeah.
It's not a matter of
money.
Yeah.
Right. Now, that's a good...
It's refreshing.
I'm glad you segued into that, Alika, because my next question is, you do this so amazingly well, you're probably not getting paid enough for it.
Oh. Let's go rip them off. Let's go visit his booth and rip them off.
Right, right. So my question is this. Does Mr. Andy Lee... Does Mr. Andy Lee have a day job?
Yes, I do. I'm a full-time teacher now.
Well, fantastic.
Right when I came back, I honestly came back. I was doing well in the mainland. I was still on my stride, and I stopped it short because, honestly, my dad remarried twice, and my stepmother paid. My mom's I had to pay for all his weddings.
Wow. What a great son.
Seriously, like, you know, they were ill, so it was time to pay for my dad.
Sure.
And so, like, he's alone now, so it was time to come home. And so
right on.
I still had to love my art, so it integrated into my world, and I became a teacher here, but... Mike Oming and other people are looking to come out. They're asking me about stuff. And so Brian Bendis is my old buddy. So we're trying to
get if you ever need a place,
here.
Maui Comics, man.
Really?
You guys are always welcome.
I'll start texting them because they started
Please
to talk
do.
About wanting to come by. So
we had Joe Rubenstein, so we know we can handle.
Right on. Big,
yes, and Scott Lobdell's right there.
Yeah, Scott, we got to talk to you, Scott. Yeah,
we'll edit it later.
We'll come back after.
Yeah.
Andy.
Yeah, you can.
Andy, I just want to ask you something else, sir.
Uh-huh.
As far as, is it cool for your students to walk through the halls of the convention center at the Comic-Con and see their teacher doing this? Is that neat for them?
It is, because they're texting way too much to notice that I do this in the school. So it's awesome that I finally get to show them what I do instead of just say it. Because they're so used to people talking to them that they don't listen anymore. So it's awesome that they actually see me doing something.
They go, what are you doing here, teacher?
Right. Why?
You don't exist outside of school.
I thought you were my slave at school.
Don't you sleep in this closet?
I thought I own you. And you tell me where the paper is and the glue is all the time, every day. Like, you don't remember? I don't remember.
All right. Well, listen, I have one last question for you before we take off, because I know you're busy doing a commission. It's on the same line as commission. What has been the biggest and most difficult commission you've ever had? I heard them rapping before I walked up
and interrupted them about crazy commission requests.
Yes,
like, they wanted my family riding on a dragon.
Yes.
Guys, ask for wacky stuff.
Technically, anime is the most difficult to draw. Any kind of anime with a lot of technical parts, right? That's the clear answer. But there is other things that I can't talk about in our radio broadcast that involve Smurfs, Spears, and Scarlett Johansson's Black Widow.
Oh, okay. I'll leave that to our imagination.
That's right up to you, my
alley. That's right, absolutely.
I love ScarJo.
So you can check out Andy's impressive brushwork on Andy 123. Correct? Is that
that's
right?
That's correct.
All right.
Thank you. Find Andy 123.
Find Andy 123.
Exactly.
It's smart, but also I'm saddened that there are no Chinese characters involved. Or
hard on people.
You're so sensitive. Yeah, I love you.
I know, man.
Thank
sad.
You.
I appreciate that. So find Andy 123 on Instagram. Well, just take a look at his beautiful work that he does.
I saw a Xenomorph piece that he did on that. Wow, that was kind of gave me chills.
Thank you.
It made me think. If it was found in, like, you know, old China.
That'd be awesome.
Some guy painted it.
His brushwork is absolutely stunning.
Just know
the brushwork that he's doing, it's not a painting. He's drawing with a brush. It's absolutely stunning to me. So, Andy, thank you so much for coming by.
PG Money.
We can see that your art, they gave us this magazine that said your
Abstract.
Art is actually in here, Abstract Magazine. They say your art is in there. Is that not correct?
That is. I'm featured there every once in a while through Abstract Magazine, and you can check it out there.
Fantastic. Well, Andy, thank you so much, sir, for your time, and I don't want to take up too much of your time now because you're so busy with these commissions.
Not at all.
So, Andy, thank you so much for stopping by again. We certainly do appreciate it. If you want to check out Andy, it's Fine Andy. Find Andy 123. I was going to say Lee, but it's Find Andy 123 on Instagram. You can check him out. You can you also proposition? Can you get proposition for commissions online as well?
Yes, that's where you could proposition me.
Sorry, I didn't mean to use the term like that, but
no,
you know what I meant.
No, I'm learning. I'm learning.
All right, well, Andy, thank you so much for stopping by the booth. We certainly do appreciate it. And guys, pay attention because we're going to have more interviews with talented artists like Andy right here on the podcast with myself, Annalika, and the rest of the Nerdwatch crew right here on the one and only Nerdwatch. Stay tuned. Aloha.